Hey, everybody, it's Rick. I want to welcome you back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Today I want to talk about the church. But I don't want to talk about the building, but the actual church, right? And as we come through this pandemic, I want us to look back at what it did and you know, what it did not do for us. I firmly believe everything happens for a reason, and that God always has a plan, and this was no different. You know, I think that before COVID, a lot of churches kind of were stuck. You know, they didn't live stream, they didn't embrace that digital environment, and they wouldn't do that just because, you know, a lot of pastors wanted people physically in the building, right? I mean, I've known pastors who said, you know, they need to get their butts here on Sundays. They need to be in the building. But the pandemic forced them to think outside the box, right? It forced pastors and church leaders to think about how do we really reach people when they can't come to the building or when people are just too afraid. They don't want to get sick. And now that, you know, to some extent, COVID is kind of slipping into history. I know that we have other issues popping up, but it is slipping away. We have an opportunity really to continue providing kingdom growth through those same digital avenues. And while COVID, it's a horrible thing. People get really sick. You know, I had COVID. There was a point in time where my temperature peaked at 104.7. I didn't have to go to the hospital. I mean, I probably should have, to be honest with you, but I got through it after, you know, I think it was about 20 days, you know, 20 or 25 days of just torture. And I don't want to diminish, everybody who's been through it. And look, a lot of people died. It was a terrible thing. But I think we need to recognize that as a church, as church leadership, we probably needed something to force our mindsets to change. That we needed to break down the walls of the church. We needed to actually go out. And I don't mean, you know, go out for evangelism or outreach to bring people into the church. And I know some people listening, some pastors are going to say, we do go outside. That we have broken down the walls long before COVID. But I really want to challenge us that if we have done that, if I had done that, if you had done that, then why is the number of Christians declining year over year? You know, in March of this year, March of 21, Gallup did a new poll where church membership among U.S. adults for the first time in history has dropped below 50%. It's a low of 47%. That's a staggeringly low number. And if we're gonna find out why church membership is declining so rapidly, we gotta ask some questions. Now, I'm not a statistician. I haven't looked deeply into why these numbers are dropping, but I believe, as the digital spectrum has changed, the church in America has not changed with it. We have not reached outside the building. We have not reached out to save people, to people who need it now more than ever. You know, today we have an entire generation that looks at the world through a digital lens. You know, kids today grow up with their best friends in states they have never been to. They've never physically met them, but they are their best friends. They probably talk more about their lives with those people than we did as kids. They're their best friends, and they talk to each other every day for hours while they're playing some games online. It was a lot different for us when we were kids, right? We didn't have the technology that we do today. And so for us, it was common. We'd just leave the house in the morning, and we'd be gone for hours. Every day. But now they don't leave the house. They have the same relationships we had. They have the same jokes with each other, the same laughter, the same connection. They just use a different vehicle to create and sustain that relationship. You know, the reason for this podcast is that I felt like God was calling me to get out of the building. And, you know, that doesn't mean I don't go to church on Sundays or that I don't have a home church, but it does mean there's several ways to come to Christ. And if you're an extreme introvert or you're just scared of the judgment that you've witnessed, then I want you to have a place to hear an amazing message. I want you to hear how amazing Christ is and will be in your life. I know there's something special about being with the body of Christ. I've heard a lot of people say that, worshiping together, learning together. But I know that God is big enough to do that digitally, just as much as sitting in a church building next to people. I know that God has a plan for us. And while, you know, God's not responsible for COVID, he didn't create COVID, he certainly can use it, and he can choose to use it in a way that embraces that digital footprint. And we can choose to listen. We can choose to finally embrace it instead of sticking our head in the ground and watching generations fall away from Christ. Watching generations fall away because as leaders, we didn't stand up and fight for them. You know, a pastor is supposed to be a shepherd leading his flock. And I think today we've really forgotten that the flock is out grazing in the wilderness. And that wilderness, it's not the same as it used to be. The wilderness today is digital. It's social media. It's online games. It's a different world. And I feel like sometimes we are so afraid of not getting those weekly numbers inside the building that we are now leaving the one for the 99. That's the opposite teaching of Christ, right? In Matthew 18, 12 through 14, Christ says, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out and search for that one that's lost? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 that didn't wander away. In the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. I think it's important for us to understand that we have to stop focusing on numbers in a building. You know, I started this saying, the church is not a building. It's not a structure made of brick or steel. It's not made of wood, stone, or even glass. Church is not a place. It's not a location or an address. The church that Jesus is building is composed of people. Living stones. People that are born again believers who have received Christ as their Lord and Savior. People that are learning, people that are studying, people that are listening. People who are seeking to be disciples. That's the church. The church Jesus is building is made of praying people who not only talk to God, but also listen when God speaks to them. They're sharing people who give because they have received God's gracious hand. They're also serving people who follow the example of our ultimate servant who gave his life in service to all of us. Nothing about any of this says go to this building at this street address. Have you ever heard a pastor say we have to be the church? What does that mean? What does that mean to be the church? You know, what is Christ trying to do in the world through the church? The church that he organized, the church that he has grown, and the church that continues to expand today. You know, it's probably a hard question to answer when you really think about it on the surface. When I just said, for the first time in history, that the church is below 47%. I can't answer it. I'm not going to try to help you answer it. We're going to have to really pray about it and think about it. But I know for me, in preparing these podcasts, they often take on a life of their own. You know, this one started a completely different way. You know, I had a whole outline and process of what I was going to say and how I was going to say it and the scripture I was going to read. But then Linda and I kind of had this whirlwind trip from Nashville to Daytona Beach and back in 3 days. We had to help some friends. And in that process, regardless of how tired I was, you know, we drove down on a Friday, worked really hard all day Saturday, but Friday I was just dead tired. And all I wanted to do was sleep. I wanted to sleep in Saturday morning. But you know, when you want the one thing that you want the most, and God sometimes has a different plan. And he woke me up early. It was like 4 o'clock. And so here I am, 4 in the morning. I sat at the desk in the hotel with my laptop, which I wasn't even going to take with me. I thought, I don't need this. We're doing this quick trip. But I took it just, I said, maybe I'm going to need it. You know, maybe work will call. I wasn't sure. And I did need it. Right? I did need it to kind of change my thought process here. But what happened is I sat at this desk in this hotel room. Lights off, right? The only light I had is from the screen, trying to be quiet so Linda could sleep. But what it was is God wanted me to change this message, because we've forgotten so many people. We've forgotten so many of the lost by ignoring the future, by ignoring that digital spectrum, by ignoring the internet. We forget people. So I say this because when I wanted to sleep, God woke me up. He had a different plan. When I wanted to say something else, he stopped me to redirect my thoughts. He stopped me to say what he needed me to say. I was going to start talking about Christ followers and go through 1 Peter chapter 2, you know, verses 9 through 12, which I'll get to next week. Right? I still think it's an important message. You know, talk about how we're a chosen race, a holy nation. But, you know, even then it never said anything about a building, right? It teaches us about the people. But I just kept pushing back, asking why the church is shrinking so drastically. God kept directing me someplace else. And so I got to ask, as church leaders, why are we not embracing the way people interact and learn today? Why are we not embracing the way they socialize? Why are we not embracing the way life is? You know, maybe someone will hear this message that God intended it for, and they'll start opening the doors that they have for far too long slammed shut. Everyone needs to hear the good news. Everyone needs to be valued. Everyone needs to know that how they hear it isn't important. And we're not going to judge them for doing it different than the last 2,000 years. Look, I'm asking you to open your minds. I'm asking you to open your hearts and be open to learning how to embrace this new medium and grow the kingdom. We have to do this together. All right, I just want to thank you for listening today. Again, it's Rick with the Nomad Pastor. If you got questions or thoughts, send me an email at hello@nomadpastor.org. If you like it, you know, subscribe. We're on all the different places: Google, iTunes, Amazon, Audible, Spotify. You know, give us a rating. Let me know what you think. I appreciate all your time, and I wish you to have a blessed day. Thanks.